How can Ghana reject foreign aid while we are not economically self-reliant? Until we stop demanding for foreign goods like Cindy Rice, Millicent Rice, Fortune Rice, you name them, and increase the consumption of our locally produced goods, we can never reject foreign aid.
How can we sit and allow 44% of our budget to be paid on loans? This is a facade, and it cannot be allowed to continue. And that is the problem that this house has with the giving of aid to our country. It has made us lazy, it has made us corrupt, and it is destroying our values as Ghanaians, values of hard work and dedication.
Those were excerpts of the debate between the two finalists, Gimpa and the University of Education, Winneba. Gimpa debated for, while the University of Education, Winneba, stood against the motion, 60 years beyond independence, foreign aid is needless to Ghana's development. Deputy Chairperson of the Commission in Charge of Finance and Administration, Kathleen Addy, shared her thoughts on whether or not Ghana needs foreign aid.
There is no country in the world that has developed without aid, not one. But that does not say that you must continue to depend on aid in perpetuity. That's the difference. So we give the students an opportunity to debate the points, but in reality, we have used aid in the past. We may still need it in the future, but we want to plug into the present vision of a Ghana beyond aid, a Ghana that is wholly self-sufficient. We have the resources. We can do it. We need to be able to harness both human and material resources to get to that point where we come to a point where it's Ghana beyond aid.
Information Minister Mustafa Hamid said news programs will arm students to make factual and healthy debates.
I want to encourage all of you students that wherever you find public lectures, debates, quiz competitions, whatever they are, I used also to tell my students that it's suicidal if a student, a university student, goes a whole day without listening to the news. If it is 7 p.m., tune to GTV News, you cannot be a student and spend the whole day watching from. The reason I'm a politician today, I attribute and credit it totally to my days in Tamale Secondary School when I was the lead debater for the Tamale Secondary School debating club.
16 universities were selected across the country, with Greater Accra heavily represented after the president launched the debate 6 months ago.
Airport Banasa Nilnati.